All right, let's talk about these flock cameras. Not to be confused with speed cameras, not to be confused with red light cameras. The flock cameras are different. Sarah Wood is the Milford Page creator, or the page creator of the Milford D Flock. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so explain flock. What's the difference between? So one's going to get your speed, one's going to get you going through a red light. This is completely different, correct?
Correct, yeah. So, yeah, for the other two, I mean, they'll catch you, you know, running a red light, going too fast.
Yeah.
The flock cameras catch you no matter what. They, if you drive by them, they're logging your license plate everywhere you go. You can't enter Milford, you can't leave Milford without it being logged into the system. So that's the main difference. It's like you're not being accused of a crime. You're not being, you haven't done anything wrong. You're just driving your car around the neighborhood and your plate is being tracked and logged into a system that can be, you know, used later.
I have to believe that the people in government aren't so dumb that they think that flock has been created to help police solve crime.
Yeah.
They have to know that yeah. was the pitch.
Right.
But the real money is gathering this information, like, hey, this person with this license plate goes to this CVS,
yeah.
goes to this supermarket, goes to this daycare.
Yeah.
So clearly these are things they need. And now we're going to package that and we're going to sell Milford to these companies.
So marketing, yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's gross. Really? It's an incredible invasion of privacy.
Yeah, I try to walk wherever I go. I fortunately live near downtown, so I can walk a lot of places, but yeah, I don't want them knowing where I'm going. I also live next to a speed camera, but that's a different story, but that they don't work, but let's stick to flock.
Yeah, but when you walk around, they track you too. They have facial recognition in those cameras.
Yeah, like any moving object, right?
Some of them do, yeah.
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 It's all in the software and what the updates are, but a large part of our pushback is the fact that we don't know. There's not enough transparency around what the program is that Milford has. We're told, trust us, like literally, they're saying, trust us. We're not going to do anything nefarious, but we're like, we see what's happening around the country. We know that our data is getting pulled into a giant for-profit system and for a company that's based out of Atlanta. So you can tell us that our data is safe, but we don't trust that. That's the problem. Yeah. We don't trust that.
I mean, either, and both of these are really gross, either these public officials are just bold-faced liars to the people who elected them, uh-huh. and they swore
right.
to represent.
Yeah, betraying us.
Or they're as dumb as a box of rocks.
Incredibly
it's
stupid.
Either one. And I don't think they're so stupid.
Yeah.
So they're just lying. They go to these meetings. They lie. They release statements. They're just lying.
Yeah, neither one's good.
And like, do we know what Milford's getting in terms of money to have these cameras up?
As far as the flock cameras, I don't know. I don't know what the kickback is. I don't know, like, if we're paying for the system and what we don't know. Again, there's not enough transparency behind it. They have their transparency portal, but it's run through the flock website. So it's like, okay, the call is coming from inside the house. Like, we don't know.
Hey.
We don't know what's going on. We're being, they're selling us flock talking points. I've been in this long enough now where you can see police departments from around the country all using the same messaging. They're all saying the same things. And they're selling it to the public, but we're not buying it. And that's what's happening. And that's why there's such a big pushback.
You know, this show for ever has been 100% behind the cops. We
yes.
support the cops. We didn't like what they did in Hartford when they took the rights away.
Yeah.
We don't,
yeah.
we feel like, how do you make laws but not protect the people who are supposed to enforce it?
Exactly, yes.
And then you come up, all right, so you tie one arm behind their back, and then you put these cameras out there and say, oh, it's going to help the police. You want to help the, if you really want to help the police,
yeah.
You don't put them liable to be doing their
job. Let them do their job. Yeah.
You don't tie their hands. You don't release criminals back. I mean, this is crime fighting is very simple.
Yeah.
Like if you just do the right things, you don't have to. This whole thing, it's so false to say, you know, hey, we're trying to help the police. You've never tried to help police.
No.
We've not witnessed you do anything in 10 years to help police.
You're not going to start now.
No. You want to help the police? Untie their hands.
Yes.
And hire more cops.
There you go.
Okay?
Done.
Boom. Done. And then don't
Love
run
it.
Them through the system
Agreed.
And have them back out
right.
5 minutes after they were arrested. That's how you help the cops.
Yep.
This is unreal what they're doing. And I wonder if the cities are getting money. Like, hey, we're going to pay you to have these cameras. Or they were just sold like, hey, we're going to give you this luxury service for free.
Yeah.
We're
definitely paying for it as a city. Like, there's a line item in the budget that was just, like, snuck in there.
That's even worse.
And that's why we saw them. Yeah, over $500,000. So the speed cameras, like, those were debated. Those were voted on by the aldermen. They went through the right channels to get it done. We can disagree with them, and I do, but it was done the right way. But these flock cameras were absolutely not done the right way. They just started popping up everywhere. And that's what got me. It was like, I noticed them down at Gulf Beach, and they're not even the speed. They're not even the license plate readers. They're the ones that watch people. They're the people watchers. They're pan tilt zoom on the beach. What the hell is that? I don't understand what we're doing.
It's kind of creepy, actually.
They found a new toy. It's super creepy.
Yeah.
It's like they found a new toy and they're just putting it up everywhere. And it's like, no, you're violating our rights. This is warrantless surveillance. You are tracking everyone as though they're a criminal, and we're not.
Sarah Wood is on, and she's the creator of the Deflock Milford page.
And thank you.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really, you've done a tremendous job. I mean, I think everybody making noise, and everyone's done good, like coming out.
Yeah, keep
and,
doing it.
And doing what we're supposed to do. And
yeah.
It's protest, and you email, and you phone call, and you've done a great job at leading this fight. And then the governor comes out and says, yeah, I'm urging communities to put a pause on it. That gets him out of the fight.
Yeah.
And you watch what happens
what
in November.
Lot, yeah.
Right. All right. Let's pause until November.
Okay. Back then, on.
Right.
Yeah.
He's urging communities to pause. He didn't tell them stop.
Yeah.
He didn't say, hey, wait, we want legislation or I'm going to sign an executive order stopping all this until we find out more. He's urging.
It's a suggestion.
It's such a cop out.
Yeah.
Just be a friggin' leader.
Show some conies.
Yeah. We need a leader. We need someone like we know what you're doing.
Right.
I'm glad they're hearing us, but actually hear us. Like, listen, like you're definitely we're on your radar. You know that this is a problem for your constituents, but by saying like, oh, we just want to pause. Great. Or pause for a new one. That's great. But what are we actually doing to evaluate the system? What is it doing for the people that it violates their Fourth Amendment rights? Like me driving to Target. Am I a threat to the community? No. It's that kind of thing. Like, we don't want to treat everyone like they're guilty until proven innocent, which is what we're doing.
The horrible thing about, being stalked by the government is horrible. But then having your private information taken and sold to corporations by a company we're paying to set up the cameras, it's nuts.
Ridiculous. With no consent, no notice that it was going up,
nothing.
Discussion, just they made all the choices for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the we don't even know if they actually work, because the big crime fighting numbers come from the company that sells the cameras. And one major city, they were, I think 99.9% of them, all of the plates stored were on no watch list at all. So they're just literally taking our data. And it does leave the town. They say it stays in town, but we've already seen that the network is shared and reached other towns and other states. So it's absolutely we did not give consent to the city to do this. That is what the big bottom line is. Like, we did not, as citizens here, give consent to be watched.
Should have been asked.
Where's the mayor in all this?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Absent,
yeah,
obviously.
I don't know this mayor.
Yeah.
But I heard, refer all questions to the police chief. I'm like, what a cop out.
Yeah.
Who's running the town?
Yeah.
You know, be a freaking leader. Don't hide. You're hiding.
Yeah.
You're hiding. You're putting it on the police chief.
It's gross.
There's a lack of leadership now. People just don't want to do it. They want the, you know, they want the ego trip of being the town leader, but they don't actually want to do anything that would be considered leading.
Right. Leader-like.
Yeah, that's not leader-like.
No.
All right. So where are we in Milford? Do we know if they're going to remove them or?
Well, we don't know. So right now, we're hoping the Board of Aldermen agrees to a special session that will stop the program as it stands right now. And then from there, we can go wherever we need to go with that. We can research it. We can look at what maybe there's more nuanced approaches to where we have cameras, if we keep cameras, and maybe we can only search hot lists and not everybody. Those are, I mean, there are things we can do. So right now, we're just waiting on the aldermen to decide if they want to take this up or if we need to come back on the next Board of Aldermen meeting, which is September 14th for 7:30 public comment, and really push this issue again, like pack it more than we've packed it before and be like, this is what the people want. We want you to turn these cameras off.
Well, let us know if we could help with that. And you know what we have in our favor right now? One, we're pissed, and two, November is right around the corner.
Yes.
And that motivates people to do the right things. And I think the pause is a nice idea. But, you know, even if they've reworded stuff and like, okay, information can't leave, you know that down the line, once they get these cameras set up, the policies change.
Yep.
Like your iPhone. Has anyone read the policy? No.
A lot of words.
It's probably changed 87 times since you got the last phone.
Right.
And nobody looks. We're not going to look. And then, you know, 4 years, we'll get down the line. We'll be like, hey, I thought you said, you know, you weren't going to show. I think it's got to be no cameras. Get out of here.
Period.
And did you see this CEO called you people terrorists? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. It was, of course he did. He's
CEO
gonna, he's gonna say, he'll say those things because he's trying to sell a product, and anyone that's against his product, he's not going to like. Oh, and another major problem too is the fact that what I noticed during the last alderman meeting was at the very end when they said that they couldn't turn off the system because it would turn off the schools. And I want to know why it would turn off the schools. So I did a little deep digging into, are the schools integrated into the Flock system? I never got a definitive answer for that. I would need to FOIA that. But it did say that there is the capability of integrating it into the schools. So I think that that is something we definitely need to look into if our cameras are accessible from the Flock network.
Yeah.
Because that's very, very disturbing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I just feel like... these people, again, they're either really stupid or they're liars.
Yeah.
Just outright lying to people.
Oh,
we can't turn it off. We need to protect the kids. No.
Yeah.
You don't. Not like this.
No.
This isn't protecting.
There's
this is invading privacy.
Yeah.
Stealing kids of their privacy.
Plus, also, like, say, because the systems have been known to be hacked, You can have a father that's like not with their kid most of the time. I mean, you can track the movements of like the mom's car or something like that. This becomes a safety issue.
It's been happening left and right, by the way, with these cameras.
Yeah.
The wrong people have been getting in there and looking at where exes are going, where exes' new wife's going.
Surveillance for them, yes.
Yeah.
It's a very big safety issue. They're telling us that these cameras are for safety, but it's creating a safety issue.
Let's try to get them. We tried to get the mayor on to talk about speed cameras, right? They referred us to the police department. What a cop out.
Right.
You coward.
Yeah, come on, talk to us.
The speed cameras are separate. We also don't know. The ones in Milford are from the brand Ultimate, and they're out of Maryland, and they have a lot of their own issues. They did pass the correct way, but, I mean, I'm sitting in my house right now, and I have a speed camera next to my house, and I'm hearing them zoom by. So they're not effective. Let's get some speed cushions or something in there that actually works.
Yeah, the table ramps.
Yeah, and this is the time, if you have speed cameras in your community, make that phone call to the mayor's office, the first selectman, first select woman's office. Email, don't stop, call every day, email every day. This is your job until November. Get them to remove those cameras. This is ridiculous. They've gone like a freight train of... full steam ahead freight train.
And it'll get worse.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Oh, it's going to get worse. If we don't stop it now, and then they're going to say, oh, the system is too big to take down. It's too big to fail.
That's right.
That's the problem. We need to get this now. We need to get it. We need to get them down now.
Yep. Well, let's stay in touch with you and anything we could do to help. And we'll link up to your page on our page. Sarah Wood, the creator of the Deflock Milford page. Thank you very much. Thanks for being a great citizen.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right.